Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Today, we will explore some of the songs and jazz standards written by the songwriting team of Harry Warren and Al Dubin. They worked together in Hollywood and scored numerous musical films from 1932 through 38, as well as many popular songs not written for the movies. Warren was the music composer and Dubin was the lyricist. They wrote Lulu's Back in Town in 1935 for Broadway Gondolier. Mel Torme sang it on his Lulu's Back in Town album of 1957 with the Marty Paich Orchestra. Warren and Dubin wrote the pop song Summer Night, and drummer Shelley Mann recorded an instrumental version in 1956 with a big band. Swing-era trumpeter and band leader Bunny Berrigan did 'Cause My Baby Says It So in 1937, vocal by Berrigan, from the film The Singing Marine. Another Warren Dubin standard is Lullaby of Broadway, written for the film Gold Diggers of 1935. Sue Rainey sang it in 2006 on her Tribute to Doris Day release.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Dinah, heard about Susie, but ooh, 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 I gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Thank you. night for no good reason that I know, only that my baby says it's so. Night is day and day is night, the moon at noon is all aglow, just because my baby says it's so. I caught her kissing someone else to my confusion. She said that what I saw was an optical illusion. I was wrong and she was right. As I said a while ago, that's because my baby says so.
Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
This Dr. Jazz Hour is focusing on the songs of Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Harry Warren was born Salvatore Antonio Garagna in 1893 in New York City, the 11th of 12 children. His father changed the family name to Warren. He taught himself to play piano, accordion, and drums. He dropped out of high school to join his godfather's traveling carnival band. In his early 20s, he got a job with the Silent Pictures Company doing a variety of duties. Warren joined the Navy during World War I, where he began writing songs. Afterwards, he went to Hollywood, where he scored over 300 films. Warren was a musical composer and worked with various lyricists, Johnny Mercer, Al Dubin, Mack Gordon, Leo Robin, and others. He published over 800 songs, with 21 of them reaching number one on Hit Parade. Warren was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, winning 3 times for Best Song. His Chattanooga Choo Choo, recorded by Glenn Miller, was the first gold record ever. Warren passed away in 1891 at age 87. Even with all of his achievements, Warren never became a household name and never reached the level of fame that he deserved. I Only Have Eyes for You is from the film Dames. Latin band leader Perez Prado recorded it in 1959 with Rosemary Clooney at the microphone on A Touch of Tabasco. Tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims and pianist Jimmy Rolls played Shadow Waltz with the quartet in 1977. Another pop song by Warren and Dubin is She's a Latin from Manhattan, here done by the Mound City Blue Blowers in 1935. You Let Me Down was written in 1935 and recorded by Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's band.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you. Dear, the moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden, crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Thank you.
Manhattan, you can tell by her manana, she's a Latin from Manhattan and not Havana. Oh, she does the rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores. She was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahue. She can take a tambourine and whack it, but with her it's just a racket. She's a hooper from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan. Señorita Donahue.
I would fit you wear a crown so that you could get a thrill. You put me on a pedestal and then you let me down. Let me down. You told me that I'd be wearing diamonds. I would have the smartest car in town. Made me think that I'm the top and then you let the ladder drop. You know you let me down. Let me down. I walked upon a rainbow. I clung on to a star. You had me up in heaven. That's why I had to fall so far. I was even looking for a cottage. I was measured for a wedding gown. How I got cynical. You put me on a pinnacle and then you let me down. Let me down. How you let me down.
We are listening to the songs of Harry Warren and Al Dubin on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Alexander Dubin was born in Zurich, Switzerland in 1891 to a family of Russian Jews who emigrated to Philadelphia when he was 2. He would play hooky to attend Broadway musicals, and at 14, Dubin began writing Tin Pan Alley songs for a vaudeville company. He attended a seminary and was a football star, but his love of alcohol, girls, and late nights got him expelled. He was also expelled from medical school. Dubin was drafted into the Army during World War I. After the war, he worked as a lyricist, working with various composers. His most prolific period was when he teamed up with Harry Warren in the 1930s, writing scores for numerous Hollywood films. Dubin struggled with alcohol and drugs, was very obese, smoked 10 to 15 cigars a day, and died at age 53 in 1945 from pneumonia, compounded by barbiturate poisoning. 42nd Street was the first score by Warren and Dubin for a Hollywood film. From 42nd Street is You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, sung by Diana Krall in 1997. September in the Rain is from the 1937 musical film Melody for Two. Trumpeter Roy Hargrove recorded it in 1991 with a quintet. Another Warren Dubin pop song, Then Came the Dawn, was recorded by the Ben Pollock Orchestra in 1928. Another song from 42nd Street is With Plenty of Money and You. Tony Bennett sang it with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1959.
Kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. With me. Thank you.
This last set of standards by Warren and Dubin will begin with pianist Kenny Drew, who recorded the album A Harry Warren Showcase in 1957. So here's Drew on Boulevard of Broken Dreams from the 1933 film Moulin Rouge. We're in the Money was written for the Gold Diggers of 1933. The Benny Morton Band did it in 1934 with trumpet and vocal by Henry Red Allen. And we'll finish up with Diana Krall playing an instrumental version of 42nd Street from 1993.
Thank you. got myself some money. The skies are so sunny. Old man depression, you done us so you wrong. You never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, you can look that guy right straight in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, honey. Let it keep rolling along.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.